Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Manifest Monday. I'm excited. I'll wait for the drums to finish. If that doesn't just make you want to shrug your shoulders and stomp on the floor a little bit, I don't know what will. Today, I am here with Emily Saunders. She is Best Lightings Manifester, one of many, I think. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, I was so excited to find out that you're not only a manifester, you're a manifest journaler too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's one of our favorite practices at Best Lightings.
I think journals are not promoted enough. People don't realize how important journaling your thoughts can be, even your negative thoughts. I mean, we try to stick with the positive, but sometimes the negative seeps in because we are humans. And we have to get those negative thoughts out. And I can't tell you how many times I've written things that start with, burn this when you're done.
Oh, boy.
and sometimes I don't even have to burn them. If I do it on the computer, I just delete it. I don't even print it out or
delete
anything.
It.
Just getting it out of my system is very helpful.
Oh, I completely agree. Once you put it to paper.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a special journal that you manifest in?
Yeah, so I have one journal that I use every single time I want to write out exactly what it is that I want for my life. You know, it's kind of sacred, and I don't like to mix it with anything else, so it stays on its own in this special little book.
Exactly. In fact, this past year for my birthday, my dear friend Jennifer, who is also a co-founder of Be Unique, gave me a special journal for my birthday. She said, when you fill up your other manifest journal, here's a new one for you. Because I am manifesting every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you want to write...
I can't tell you... Go ahead.
Go ahead. You can't tell me what?
I was going to say, I can't tell you how many journals I've been through. Like, I've written much that I just go through them fast.
Well, I found out that it really helps if you dedicate one just for, you know, you can have an angry journal and a sad journal and a manifest journal, whatever, you know, a dream journal. Of course, dreams and prayers, wishes and hopes, really, if you put that energy into manifesting, they stop being dreams, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
So give me an idea of something that you're manifesting right now.
Something that I'm manifesting right now. Well, I know I talk a lot about this in the podcast that we do with you. Emily's super single. She's trying to look for a relationship. But something that I'm looking to manifest right now that's not relative to that, I guess I would say, you know, just more success at work. We're in this phase at Best Lightings where we're really, really growing, and it's really exciting. So I like to write in there every day, you know, thank you so much for our growth and our sales success at work and, you know, all of these avenues and platforms that we have, you know, provided for us to help us with that. So I think that by, you know, writing things in the present tense as if you don't already have it is something that is really going to help you just manifest it in general. So
and including that
like
gratitude.
Exactly.
You cannot get anything if you're not grateful for what you already have.
Exactly. So what I like to do when I'm writing in my journal is on one side of the page, I'll write down all of the things that I'm thankful for that I have, you know, currently in the present moment. Like, you know, thank you for a place to live. Thank you for my car. Thank you, you know, for food to eat. Thank you for everything I have presently. And then on the other side of the page, I like to write things that I don't already have, but I write it as if it's in the present tense, right? So mm-hmm. by doing that, you're bringing gratitude to the situation. But at the same time, you're also manifesting it because you don't already have it, but you're still putting it out in the universe as if it's going to come to you.
Absolutely.
So it's something that's a really great practice for me. And I can't tell you how many times it's worked. Like in the beginning when Julia told me she wanted us to start doing this, I was like, yeah, Julia, okay, whatever. That's fine. but then I started doing it and it started actually manifesting things in real life. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, this actually does work. I'm going to keep doing it forever. So I've been doing it for a while now and I can't tell you how great of a tool it is to have in your life.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, a lot of people aren't word people. You know, you and I like to talk a lot and we like to write.
Mm-hmm.
So a manifest mm-hmm. journal is great for us, but there are people mm-hmm. who may not know how to spell as well or may not feel comfortable writing down all these words. So I mm-hmm. always tell them, create a vision board.
And oh, I love those too.
Before I learned what I was doing with manifesting, I had a lot of mm-hmm. vision boards. And the problem sometimes, though, is people put everything on their vision board. And I've done that. I've made so many vision boards with every single possible thing that I could want in my life. But I have found that if I want 10 things, I better make 10 vision boards. Because if you focus your energy on one thing for the length of time that it takes to write that one thing in your journal to create that one vision board, that energy is going and going and going. And the law of attraction brings it to you. But if you're scattered mm-hmm. all over the board, you know, all over the place and, you know, I want a new car and it needs to be red. No, I think I want blue and I need to be, I want an A-lister lifestyle, but I want it to be in the country. I want to be a rock star, but I don't want to have to travel. The universe gets mm-hmm. a little confused, like, what do you really want? So you have to be
exactly.
very specific.
Clear.
And I'll give you an example. I've been holding on to this story just for you, Emily, because
Ooh.
My mother. Yeah, this is the story I promised you in an email. My mother was, you know, she was a widowed woman. My dad had been mm-hmm. Gone probably 10 years, maybe 10, 15 years.
Uh-huh.
He passed away early. He was only 60 when he died. And so my mother was still very vivacious and, you know, not necessarily in the prime of her life because we took that from her. All 8 of her children just zapped that out of her life.
Oh.
But, you know, maybe 10 years after my dad had died, my mom started thinking, I want a man in my life. Well, my mother would mm-hmm. never tell you that she manifested anything. She prayed, and her mm-hmm. prayers were answered. And I want to make mm-hmm. that clear to anybody who's listening, that manifesting is nothing short of that. It's having the faith and knowing that you deserve whatever you ask for. So my mother
Absolutely.
Just prayed. She prayed for a man, but she was very specific. She wasn't stupid. She wanted a man who could help her around the house because she always relied on her children and grandchildren to come over, change out a light bulb, fix a light switch, put a lock on the door, whatever, little handyman type stuff. So she wanted mm-hmm. a man that could do this handyman kind of stuff. And she told God this. So that she was actually at that time in her life, she was a bartender at a little hotel. And mm-hmm. the maintenance man and she became very good friends. And so Sid would come around the house and they'd have dinner together. And after a while, they got very comfortable as couples do. And he would come mm-hmm. eat dinner after work, sit down, watch the news on TV, fall asleep in the recliner. 11 o'clock at night, she'd kick him out the house, go home. And after a while, mm-hmm. she got tired of that. But God had answered her prayer. He gave her a handyman. So she mm-hmm. told God, she said, look, I appreciate what you've given me, but I want to still be friends with him, but I'd love to get somebody with a little more spice in his life, a little more vivacious. You know, Sid's kind of an old wet rag. So I want somebody with a little more life, and maybe he'd go to church with me. Well, she reconnected with a man that had been he and his wife and my mom and dad had been couple friends. So after his wife died, he called my mom up, said, oh, by the way, Juanita passed away, and she's been gone for about a year. And mom said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's really sad. And they started developing a little friendship, a little, you know, personal friendship. And he was great. He came over to the house. He redid her kitchen. He was a carpenter. Redid her kitchen, would go to church with her, took her out to lunch from time to time. And then one day they were actually going their way to church, I think, and he grabbed her butt. My mother was not the butt grabby type woman. You know, some women like that, but my mom did not like that. And she said, what are you doing? He said, well, I was thinking instead of going to church, we could go to your bedroom. And she said, I think you better get on the road and not talk to me like that. Bye-bye. So she went to church, and she said she stayed there, and she just prayed and prayed and prayed. She said, God, you know, you did everything I've asked for, but I'm going to get very specific right now. I want a male companion, but I don't want somebody who wants to have sex with me. I don't need a sex fiend. I had that with my first husband. I'm enjoying this quiet life right now. I want a male. She wouldn't say a man. She kept saying a male companion who will eat my table scraps if that's all I offer him, or he'll go with me to a restaurant. He'll go with me to church if I invite him, but he won't be up underneath me all the time like Tom was, and he won't just hang out and eat my food and fall asleep like Sid did. I want somebody who's a little bit livelier, but not a sex fiend. Well, then she met Duke. And I remember her laughing about it when she was telling me this story, because Duke was a basset hound. He was male, and he was a great companion to her until she found his real owners. But you got to be careful what you ask for, because everything you ask for, you're going to get. And I will tell you, I manifested our house this way. The home that we live in now is exactly what I asked for. And I even down to the fact that I said, and the people who lived in this house before us have to have been in love, because I wanted that energy of love, not just toleration, you know. And I've lived in houses where people just tolerated each other. And this house is everything I've ever asked for.
Oh, that's exciting.
So let me ask you this. Is one of the reasons you're single because you're so busy running around with the dolphins?
So one of the reasons that I'm single is because, you know, I tend to have pretty high standards. I've been
as
in,
you should.
I've been in quite a few, you know, just not healthy relationships. And every time you're in a relationship, you just want to, you know, find someone better that's going to, you know, give you exactly what you want. I actually just came out of like somewhat of a relationship. But, you know, people don't exactly always turn out to be who you think they are, at least. But yeah, my schedule is kind of really crazy. I have it booked to the hour almost every single day. I'm always running around between work and then between practice and, you know, trying to maintain somewhat of a social life and trying to maintain, you know, like I like to go get my hair and nails done and like I want to go, you know, to the tanning salon. So it's like little things like that, like really add up into my calendar. So I'm just always like running around crazy busy. But Julia always makes fun of me for this. She's like, so I brought her on a double date the other day, and she was talking to the guy that I was there with, and she's like, you know, Emily must really like you because her schedule is crazy busy, and for some reason she made time for you. So you should be really grateful for that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, stuff like that is really important to me because, you know, I do eventually want to find my soulmate and I do want to find the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. So, you know, making time for, you know, potential possibilities is always something that I try to do, but, you know, it just doesn't always work out like you think it's going to. But, you know, one day he'll be there. I write in my journal every single day. It's so funny. You were just talking about being specific about exactly what you want. I write in my journal every day. I'm so grateful for my successful, faithful, and loving husband. You know, it's something that I'm manifesting. Those are the three qualities that I'm looking for. And
I'd like to add to your list because this is a quality a lot of people don't think about that I think is extremely important. Mm-hmm. How much do you like to laugh?
That's a really good point. Yeah.
I think you need to add a very funny guy who, you know, somebody who makes you laugh. But
yeah.
The humor has to be real. I mean, yeah, it, you know, you don't want somebody who's sarcastic and
genuine. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Somebody who's genuinely funny and just somebody who delights you. That's my key. Mm-hmm. That was my key. I was married for 25 years. Of course, I was dumb. I got married at 18 because that's kind of what you do in a small town. You graduate, you get married a few months later, and then you move on. But I was married for 25 years, and when I realized he wasn't growing with me, I left. I just packed up one day and said, you know what, I'm done. And I'd never look back because there's nothing behind me now. Mm-hmm. I was 42 when I found my soulmate. So you've got some time.
I got and some time, I, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like my first husband was he held me in a holding pattern like you do in an airport, you know, flying around until you can land safely. And I think that was because if I'd have met my current husband, who I call my best husband, if I'd met him any sooner, neither one of us would have been ready for the relationship.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's so funny that you mentioned this. I actually, on Friday, I went on a date with a guy, and I was having a great time, but his sense of humor was just so dry. And I don't know, maybe I'm just like, for me, I think I'm the funniest person I know. I think I'm hilarious. So I'm sitting there cracking jokes, and he's just staring at me like blank-eyed, like not understanding exactly what I'm saying. And I'm like, okay, you're not funny at all. You're so dry.
And see, that's
so funny
important
that you mentioned that, actually.
He has to get your sense of humor as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
he just didn't get it. He's just staring at me. Yeah.
Well, then just, you know, thanks. Next.
Yeah, exactly.
No, just check him out. Say, thank you for your time. Here's your parting gift. We'll be in touch.
Yes, exactly. But
it's really crazy. I'm grateful that I'm not out in the dating world today, and I think
if something
happened that Curtis and I were no longer together, I would I've already told my best friend that if he dies before me, I'm going to open up a nunnery of previously married women. And we're going to have, you know, these gorgeous cabana boys there at our beck and call. I'm going to call it the Sisterhood of the Chocolate. You know, we'll just drink wine, eat chocolate all day long, sip on some really good brandy and smoke cigars.
That sounds ideal, actually. In the future, if I decide to be single, I want to come join you.
Yes. only happy, funny women allowed.
Oh, perfect.
So what's the strangest thing that you think you've ever manifested for yourself or someone else?
So for myself, as well as, you know, being a writing manifester, we, like you were saying before, vision boards. For Best Lifing, we have our own version of a vision board. We call them dream boards. I have mine printed on my mouse pad. And when I first started working for Julia, she had me send her my dream board, and she puts it all together and she gives it to me, and she adds one more thing on there. A couple months ago in November, we had a charity event where we raised money for single women's during Christmas. And we had, you know, a DJ and, you know, comedians. And one of the comedians had a guitar, and our friend Monty the Boxer actually plays guitar. So he starts playing guitar.
I love Monty.
And I go over, yeah, don't you love him? I go over and he's singing, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to sing with him. None of my friends at this point knew I sing. You know, it's not something I go around saying. I think it's kind of bragging. I don't want to be, you know, not rude, but I don't like to brag.
Girlfriend,
in that sense.
You got all these gifts. Go ahead and let the world see them.
Yes. So when Julia ends up giving me her vision board, she puts on there a picture from that event when I was singing with Monty. And I turned to her and I'm like, Julia, why did you put this on your board, on my vision board? Like, I didn't put it on there. Like, what the heck is this, basically? And she's like, don't worry about it. Just like, let it be. Just like, I don't know. So I'm sitting there every day at work looking at my dream board. And I see it out of the corner of my eye. I see it. And one day I'm at this really fancy party on Star Island in Miami, just dancing with my friends, having a grand old time. And I meet this guy, and I'm sitting there dancing, just being, you know, fun old Emily, and like singing to the music and whatnot. And the guy comes up to me, he goes, oh my gosh, you have a beautiful voice. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. It's just something that I do for fun. Nothing too crazy. And he goes, I'm a music producer. And I was like, are you? How cool. And he goes, you're going to sing on one of my tracks. And I was like, oh, what? Okay. So I want to say about 2 months ago, I recorded my first song. It's
wow.
Kind of crazy because I totally brushed the idea of it when Julia put it on my dream board. I was just like, what the heck are you doing? But it just came out of nowhere, and it just presented itself to me. And it's kind of crazy how it happens like that. You know, things come to you when you're not expecting it.
Don't they?
So, yeah, exactly. So it's kind of crazy.
I love that. So you've got people manifesting on your behalf.
Uh-huh, exactly. It's I don't know. I just love the way the universe works.
I have a male friend who's trying to manifest a female companion. And, he was telling me about this particular one he had his eye on. And I told him, I said, well, you got to understand, when you're trying to manifest anything that involves another human being, they're also manifesting their reality. And so you've got to make sure your realities align with each other. That you're not
absolutely,
you're otherwise you're like two billy goats butting heads, and you're just never gonna match.
Mm-hmm. I like to say that you can, you know, only attract someone who projects the same level of energy that you project. So, like, if I'm putting out this certain energy of, you know, the level of person that I'm looking for, you can only, you know, attract someone who's on that same wavelength. Otherwise, they're never going to be ready for, you know, what you have to offer and for the life that you're looking for.
Exactly. And I just thought of something as you said that. I've heard you say it more than once that Emily is super single.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what you're telling the universe?
That Emily is super single.
Yeah. So if you're looking seriously to not be single, we need to flip that script a little bit and change it, because, just talk about you as everything except your relationship status. Emily,
I like that.
You're the happy girl. You're the yoga instructor. You're a manifester. You're living your best life. You're happy where you are. And you know, when you're not looking, he's going to show up.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with that. I actually really like that viewpoint.
We forget. And that's why I do this show, because people, even, it doesn't matter who you are. I always say that an editor needs an editor when you're writing. You're, you know, if you're writing your own book, you need somebody to edit your work. A doctor needs another doctor. A manifester needs another manifester to help remind us. I forget how powerful I am and how easy it is to get the things that I've asked for. I've been doing this all my life, but it's easy to slip into that part of human life where we complain. Just like I said earlier, I was feeling a little tired, and so I had to go, because I was tired, I sat down and I changed my location and I changed my mindset and I manifested energy. And now I'm ready to knock the daylights out of this day. I'm ready to kick some productivity butt.
I
know part of it's because like you said, your schedule is, you know, your
crazy.
Book probably is down to where you probably schedule bathroom breaks if you're not. You know, I have so many things on my schedule for today that it's crazy. And I was hoping that over the weekend I'd get a few of these things done ahead of time, but they couldn't be done. So I had to put them back on my Monday schedule, and I'll be working until I stop. And I love it, because everything I do makes a difference in someone else's life. It's a ripple effect.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree.
And don't you find that the more you mindfully manifest, the easier it becomes?
1,000%. Like, if you're super intentional about exactly what you want, then it's just going to, you know, continue to flow effortlessly through.
So now, from now on, you're no longer going to be talking about being super single, are you?
No, it's so funny when you said that. A lot of people, when they ask me about my relationship status, you know, I will say that I'm super single, or I also like to say that I have 5 different boyfriends who are not really my boyfriend, but, you know, I keep them around for various reasons. But yes, I will not say that any longer.
I remember I read it wasn't a joke. It was one of those, I don't know, urban legends or something. This little thing, a woman needs 5 different men in her life at all times. A man who can fix things, a man who's good in bed, a man who makes her laugh, a man who takes her dancing, and I forget what the 5th one was. Maybe just a man who makes her feel loved. And if you can find all 5 in one man, you hit the jackpot.
Yeah, that sounds ideal, actually. Where is he? I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, look that up, the 5 men a woman needs in her life. And
okay,
and write that
down
in your book. You know, I'm going to meet so-and-so. Thank you for sending this man into my life. He makes me laugh. He gives me comfort when I need it. He takes me dancing. Oh, I know, he cooks for me, a man who cooks for me, and he's good in bed. So, you know, I think they're all very fine qualities, and it would be nice if they're all in the same guy, because that way you don't have to cheat on any of them.
Well, it's not cheating if, like, you haven't defined the relationship, I like to think.
Right.
Like, as long
right.
as they haven't asked me to be their girlfriend, which is something, you know, that really bothers me about becoming an adult. I really like when a guy is intentional. It's like, will you be my girlfriend? Because otherwise, you don't really know what your relationship status is.
Oh,
but besides
please,
that,
let me tell you, Curtis and I were living together in Atlanta, and we had not put labels on anything. We just knew we were crazy mad about each other, and the opportunity to move to Atlanta came, and we both took it at the same time. And had a grand time living there. But I heard him on the phone one day talking to me or talking to someone else about me, and he called me his fiance, and he had never proposed to me. So I was a little shocked. And then a little later on, he introduced me to someone else as his wife. And I'm like, honey, this was before Beyonce said put a ring on it even. But I'm like, okay, I'm sitting back here listening, trying to figure all this out. And then we came back to Florida to where his home was down south Florida. He was brought up in Fort Lauderdale. But anyway, we went bowling with some of his friends, and he introduced me to somebody as his girlfriend. So I kept my mouth shut till after we were home, back at his dad's house. And I said, I need to know one thing. Have I been demoted? You know, a week ago in Atlanta, I was your wife. Now I'm your girlfriend. And then one time he was on the phone with somebody else. He said, so Mary, when did I propose to you? I said, you didn't. You know, the man never, ever actually asked me to marry him. We just ended up getting married. It was weird. It was wild. But I think as humans, we need some of those labels. We need some of that.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a little definition, and we may not always want the label, but we need something to help us understand our position in someone else's life.
1,000%. Because my thing is, like, if you haven't asked me to be your girlfriend and you haven't, you know, defined exactly what's going on, then I'm going to continue to do whatever I want. So
yeah.
I like to say that to all the guys I'm dating. I'm like, if I'm not your girlfriend, I'm going to do whatever I want. So, like, really just keep that in mind.
And Emily, I think when you have a boyfriend, you're still going to do what you want, but what you will want will change.
Yeah, and what I'm saying by whatever I want is, you know, I'm going to continue to date other guys.
Yeah. Have you noticed that when you manifest one thing, your manifest list may change?
Oh,
100%. Yeah, once you have the boyfriend, a lot of your other requirements are going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then, you know, you're going to be looking for different things in life. You're going to, you know, want to do different things with that person, or you're just going to, you know, your goals and your like, whatever it is you want, it's going to change. So 100%.
Yeah, I think when dreams come true, they make way for more dreams.
Mm-hmm.
They make way for your dreams to continue to grow.
Exactly. When I was talking to you a little bit earlier about my vision dream board mouse pad, it's funny because on my dream board, I look at it and I've completed, I think there's about 10 items on that dream board. And I look at it and I've completed all of them but one. And I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, I need to, you know, update this. I need to make a new one. But I'm just like, oh, but what do I want to put on there? So it's interesting, you know, the different things that you have to think about and realize that you want for yourself and, you know, reestablish different goals and whatnot. So it's fun for sure.
Yeah, I think if you made a vision board that, or a dream board that focuses on your happy, healthy, balanced relationship with another human,
mm-hmm.
it will manifest so much quicker.
Oh, I like that idea.
And you could actually go back through some of the guys that you've dated. I'm sure you've taken pictures when you're out on dates and whatnot, and grab the ones that hit the certain points. But, you know, maybe they didn't hit all the points, mm-hmm. but if they hit one point, you know, maybe you're sitting there and you're having a great meal and you just remember that meal and it was so much fun and you're laughing or whatever. Just even if you just focus on your emotional responses at any given time, when you tell the universe, this is how I want to feel all the time, or this is how I want to feel more than I do now, all, you know, when I'm with this, my dream guy, you're going to get it. I can't wait till you call me or email me and say, guess who's getting married?
Mary, guess what?
I love it. I'm excited for you because this is what manifesting is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making your dreams come true and knowing how to dream them.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
And like you said, speak it into existence through present tense, and everything has to be like action words. It can't be iffy. You know, you can't have any, there can't be any room for question or doubt. You've got to be very firm. So you don't have to use a lot of words. You just say, I want a man who will cook for me, will eat what I cook, will take me dancing, will be great in bed, will provide for me, will support me and nourish me and be my partner in life and understand everything about me and make me laugh and will laugh at my jokes. Because if he doesn't laugh at your jokes, then he's not hitting all the buttons either.
He just doesn't get it.
Yeah, he's got to get your humor too.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
My husband is, he's funny naturally, but he also loves to do those stupid puns, and he knows I hate them.
Oh, my gosh. I love them. That's, like, the key to my heart.
it's like we've hit this point because he loves to hear me groan. And now what I do, when he posts a pun on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I always find me an emoji or a GIF that has somebody dying. You know, I'm dead.
Oh,
and that's kind of become our joke. And now I find puns for him, and he just loves it.
I just love puns, honestly. I don't know what it is, but just like, you know, a dad joke or two, throw it at me. I will laugh for hours. I just think they're so funny.
Well, they're so simple. And most dad jokes are based on common sense.
Uh-huh.
And so that's probably why you like them, because they're down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other than using your journal and your positive language, what is it that you do to manifest? How do you make things happen in your life that you want?
Well, you know, you have to be intentional about it, and you have to make the steps and create the path to get there. You know, you have to prepare for certain situations, and you have to, you know, self out there. You can't hold back from certain situations, right? So if that music producer at that party that I was telling you about approached me and I said, no, I'm not going to do it, I don't want to record a song, then, you know, I wouldn't have lived that dream, you know, if I would have never answered the phone or if I never would have, you know, got back to him. So it's important to, you know, really put yourself out there more than anything and, you know, give yourself the opportunity to live those dreams.
That's what I call taking action. You know, you've got to put some motion on your statement, whether it's, okay, well, I want, you know, I want to make more money. Okay, well, you have to stop and think, where am I now? What do I need to do to make more money? Maybe I need to go back to school. Maybe I need to get more certification. Or maybe I just need to advertise and let people know what it is I do. And I think I call the universe, God, universe, spirit. I call him Gus. It's just easier for me because it doesn't matter what you call it, but there is something out there that loves to give to us. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is ask for it. But you don't even actually ask. You just say a statement that you claim it, basically. You just claim what you want and expect it to arrive. I find that these things that I ask for come in very unexpected ways, though.
100%.
When I say I want to have this, I get it. In fact, the radio show, I didn't even realize 20 some years ago, I told a friend of mine, one of these days, you're going to be a guest on my radio show. And she never forgot it. I'd forgotten that I'd even mentioned that to her. And so one day I had her on the show and she said, I remember when you told me that you were going to have a radio show and I'd be one of your guests. I'm like, I did? I didn't know that. She said, yeah, you've been manifesting a lot longer than you think you have.
Oh, that's so true. That's a really great point.
And, you know, when we were children, if we were shopping with our mom to the grocery store or whatever, and we saw a box of cookies we wanted, we might not have known very many words, but we would say, gimme, gimme, gimme. And our little grubby hands would be holding out like, hand it to me, hand it to me. If we have that kind of faith in the universe, we're going to get the same kind of reward. Most parents give their children what they ask for. So if we stand there with the universe with our hands outstretched saying, give me my life. I deserve it. I just by asking for it, I expect that I'm going to have my arms filled. And I find that it happens.
I love that. That's so true.
I can't wait to meet your boyfriend.
He's so cool. How are you? Hi, I'm standing, waiting to receive you. No, I completely agree. I'm like, where are you? Hi, I'm here. And it's all about patience, though, you know. It is. I'm not just going to, you know, I like to say that I don't like to waste my time. And I think that's why I have, you know, all of these guys around. You know, I keep them around, like you said, for different reasons, ones that are good at bed, one that'll cook for me. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know genuinely that they're not going to be the one for me. So I'm just, you know, waiting around for the right guy. So I know he's going to come with time.
Oh, he's on his way as hard as he can.
Yeah.
And yes, you know what's happening. What's happening right now is this man is growing so that he can be on your level when he meets you. He's probably not on that level yet, but he's working on his own self. He's working on his own spirit and he's healing from past damage, probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably,
And he's just waiting for you. He doesn't have a clue who you are yet, but when he's at that point, the two of you are going to... I'm so eager to know your story when it comes because it's going to be a really cool way of meeting, I think. The two of you are going to meet in such a unique way.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for me too. yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good for sure. It's funny because, you know, both my mom and my sister are engaged. I was dating a guy for a while. I was going to bring him to my sister's wedding, and then I broke up with him. So now he's not coming to the wedding, but it's nice to see them really happy, and I definitely look up to them in their, you know, happiness and their relationships. I'm in the middle of, you know, I'm the maid of honor for my sister's wedding, so I'm in the middle of planning her bridal shower and her bachelorette party and all of that fun stuff, and I'm like, I can't wait to do this for myself one day. but I know it will happen. I just got to wait.
It will.
And it's just funny for me because growing up my entire life, my mom was always like, yeah, suddenly you're going to get married before your sister. You're totally going to do that. And now she's getting married before me. So, but that's fine. Like she found the person that she is so compatible with. I genuinely really like this guy. So I'm happy for them, for the both of them.
Good. Good. Well, Emily, we are out of time.
It
seemed like you just called into the show 5 minutes ago.
I know. It really does feel like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I've enjoyed this so much. And I look forward to the next Best Lifing episode. It's always a pleasure to hear that.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I have to press a button and get out of here. And
all
I will
right.
talk to you
okay.
another time. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in
Bye.
To Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying so long.